Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Nedarim, Mem Ches, Amid Aleph. We'll actually start the Mishnah on Mem Zayin and Be'ez. The Mishnah says, Hareini Alecha Cherem, Hamudar Osir, Hareyat Olai Cherem, Hanoidar Osir, Hareini Alecha, Va'atalei, Shneim Asurim. Abru Shneim Mutarim, B'davar Shal Oli Bavil. And that's the Ikar Matar of this Mishnah, to be Mechadish, the Chilik between Oli Bavil and Dvarim Shal Oisei Ha'ir. But Lagabi, the Reish of the Mishnah, that it uses a Lashon of Neder, Cherem. B'chair, it's Lav Davka, the hakdom of this Mishnah to go into the Gedarim of Oli Bavel and Beis Knesses and all the different dinim could have been by any Lashon of Kainim. But the Reisha discussed a case of Cherem. So the Ran says that this Mishnah is going in Golil, because in Golil, Stam Charamim is Lebedek Abayis. Lafuke in Yehuda, we had this earlier on Daf Yud Ches, Yutes, in Yehuda, Stam Charamim is Tkehanim, and then it would be Lakula. The Achroinim asked, why is the Ran saying that the Mishnah has to Dafke be in Golil? The Maskon of the Gemara was that even in Yehuda, it's a suffix if he means Cherem Kehanim or Cherem. And it's totally machlekes tanoim if you go lekula lechumra. It's not so pasha that in Yehuda it would be lekula. But Al-Kapon, the Mishnah says shneim mutarim b'davar shaloi libavel v'yasurim b'davar shaloi seir. And the Mishnah explains ezel davar shaloi libavel kugen harabayis v'hazorais v'habar shebemtza derech. Okay, so the Tosfos Yonta speaks out that harabayis and hazorais is not only that. Who are then chaimes Yerushalayim, the Migdolim, and all tzorchei ha'ir Yerushalayim, which come from the shiari halishka, anything like that is not like any other city, and it's considered the varm of Oli Bavel, and it would be mutter, as well as a bar shib emtza derech. Now the Ran says, because hifkirum Oli Bavel l'chol Yisrael, l'chayr the Ran is only referring to the bar. The bar b'emtza derech was hifkirum l'chol Yisrael, but the harabais and the azaris, it's not a word of hefkir, it's a word of hektish. The Rambam in Hilchis Nadar in Perek Zayin Halacha Beis, he says the gedra is because it's kol Yisrael yeshlem shut v'spazet. In the Parish Mishnah, he says a little bit different. He says the difference between Oli Bavel and just a tzarchi of the regular ear, because since Oli Bavel, it's actually Gans Klal Yisrael, so each person has such a minimal amount, a minimal chelik, and that's why it's not going to be Aser Als Neder, which is interesting. What if it's a city with a million people, a very big population? So then maybe the Teva, the Aron Kodesh, everyone has even only a tiny drop. Aber Akoponim, that's the chelik of Oli Bavel, as opposed to the Ezeu Dabar Shal Oisei Ha'ir, Kegon harachava, v'hamerchatz, beis haknesses, v'hateva, v'asforim. Fine. Teva, the Ran and the Ritva say that you put the Sefer Torah on it to read, meaning the bima. It's interesting, the Rashash says that should have said bima. It's more noted to the pshat of the Tosis and the Rosh that teva means the Oren Kodesh. Akoponim, it's a machlaikis. The Ran and Ritva says teva means the bima. The Tosis and the Rosh say it means the Oren Kodesh. Svarim, the Ran says, means the Sefer Torah. The Rosh, the Tosis learn, it means svarim of limud. Now there's a big stel that the Rishonim talk about, and there's a famous Rabbi Avraham Nahor over here, because l'chayra, mitzvah lav l'honis nidnu, why would it be a problem that you can't use the Sefer Torah or the Svarim of the Madir, that the Mudir can't use it, l'chayra, even if he's having Hana, we should just apply the rule of mitzvah lav l'honis nidnu. We did apply mitzvah lav l'honis nidnu earlier, that he could teach him Torah and various other things. So there's a big aside from Rabbi Avraham Nahor, we'll soon see about it, that you don't say mitzvah lav l'honis nidnu by Torah. Torah is different than other things. In limud Torah fakert, in Limud HaTorah, it's Pikudei Hashem Yesharim Misam Chilev. Torah is Yehli Honis Nitnu. And therefore, it's also to learn from the Sefer of the Madir. Now, the Ktsois in Siman Ayin Beis, Sivkot Namadav, L'gabi Bin Chayiv and Oinsin, from borrowing Svarim, uses the concept of Mitzvah Slav L'Honis Nitnu, L'gabi Limud of Svarim. And there's a pulmus there between the Ktsois and the Nesivus, and then the Meshoyvev Nesivus, which is the Ktsois, answering back. It's Avada Min Horoi, to be Mitzayin, the Loshen of the Igle Tal in the Hakdama, where he talks also about that there are people that are making a mistake and they think you have to learn without a geshmak, because if it's a geshmak, you're being nene from the Torah. And lav lahonis nitnu adarab, the ikar of geshmak of Torah lishma is Torah mit the geshmak, shtagin mit the simcha, it's adarab. That's the ikar tzur of limud. So that's hadvarim atikim, the Rav Avraham Nahor over here in the sugya, as well as the hakdom of the Igle Tal, and the idea that you don't say mitzvah lahonis nitnu by limud haTorah. Now the Mishnah Firzois, that there's a patent, there's a pitron, right? The madir could just write off his chelik to the nasi without even a ma'aseh kinyan, and that's a solution. And then the mother can come and be nana from the various things of the city. Rav Yehuda Amar echad koysev lenasi ve'echad koysev lehedyot. Ma bin koysev lenasi lekoysev lehedyot. The difference just is that shakoysev lenasi ain't tzarech lezakos. You could do it without a kinyan. Lehedyot tzarech lezakos. V'chacham ma'im no echad zeh ve'echad zeh tzrichin lezakos. Ledibre benasi ele behoyve. What's the issue of Nasi that ain't Tzarech L'Zakos? The Ran says, because Yofa Koyach of the Nasi, the Rosh says it's the covet for the Nasi. The Bar Tanura says it was a Takonas Chachomim, that you don't need a Maisa Kinyan by a Nasi, which the Tosis Yontav asks. Why do they have to make such a Takonas? Just do a Maisa Kinyan. What's the glikid? With a Maisa Kinyan, without a Maisa Kinyan? Other Rishayim say, the Me'iri of Ravram Nahar, it's working with a mechanism of Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker. B'chalif, and the Mishnah continues. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Einan Shigolot Tzricham Lichtiv Shekvar Kosov Avisein Al Yedein. Interesting. The Ran, in the beginning of the Mishnah, Gabi Charomim, Grada was Madgish, that we're talking about Anshe Golol, alluding to the Sugya earlier on Daf Yud Ches, that there's a chiluk between Yehuda and Golol, Gabi, where the Cherim, Stam Cherim means to the Kehanim, or to the Bedek Abayis. And again, we're bringing in Golol, Gabi, the Inyan of that Kosov Avisein Al Yedein. Well, first verse, the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amai Mitzer, Amar Rav Sheish is Hachi Katani, Umata Kanoson, Yikos V'chelkan Lenosi. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Echad Kaisel V'Nosi, V'Echad Kaisel V'Hedit, V'Mabin Kaisel V'Nosi, V'Kaisel V'Hedit, HaKaisel V'Nosi, Ein Tzorach L'Zakis, V'Kaisel V'Hedit, Tzorach L'Zakis, V'Chacham Omer, Mechad Zeh, V'Chad Zeh, Tzrichan L'Zakis, V'Dipo V'Nosi, Elo B'Hoive. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Einan Shegol, Tzrichan L'Zakis, Shekvar Kosa, Avisein HaYedein, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Omer, An Shegol, Kantaronim Hoive, Hoyenoidu, Hanozem Yizeh, Omdu Avisein, V'Kosu, V'Chalkeyen, V'Nosi. Toysis over here in the Sugya has a bomb kasha. L'Chaira, Beis Knesses, of a city, right? Not early bubble. This base Knesset of a city. Someone is Madr or someone. So now the Mudr can't go into the base of Knesset because everyone has a chelik in the base of Knesset. Also the Madir. And like the Gemara says earlier, the base Knesset is like a chotzer shein bedin chalukah. And therefore there's a problem. So first of all, Taisus has a kasha. L'chayra mitzarecha, this that it's osir for the anshi oisi ha'ir to use any of the various mentioned in yonim of the city is l'chayra geboitav ein breira. Because at kamet that you hold yesh breira, at kamet that you hold yesh breira, so then l'chayra, as the Mishnah said earlier at the beginning of the parak, Kol echad ve'echad b'shalayu nichnas. Like Rabbi Drisa's regal. What was the machlekes Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that he's able to say Kol echad b'shalayu nichnas? So l'chayra the basis of this mission is gebayt of ein breira. The problem is of Reminei Ubei. It says that you're allowed to use the bar of the Oilei Bovel. Now the sugi in Beitza, the Flamites, it's a whole complex sugi by taking water from a bar. First it starts with the gedorim of tchumin if it's going out of the tchum or bechlal. Each one taking the water from the bar. A very complex sugya and big machlekes b'shenem had to learn. There the ikar advarim over there. It's before that it's kibayt of yesh breira. So it's a stira minei abe. If the tan of our mishnah is going ein breira, why lagabe bar is it allowed to rely on yesh breira? Now one gishmak atever Tosfos brings, he says because taking water out of a bar, everyone takes a little bit of water, but then that water that he's taking, he's drinking, he's using, he's machalik. He doesn't put it back. It's not like an item, a chayfetz, a teva, a sekneses, a sefer, a merchas, different things that you're using it again and again and again, and then it's a chiddush, it's a lumdus that you could say yesh breira to the extent that call at any given moment whoever's using it, oh, it's nisbar yesh breira. At that moment, it's yankels, it's yeah, it's shmeils, it's shmerels. By mayim, it's boifin muchlat you mevar which water is shaykh today. It's easier to say yesh breira by mayim. Taisa brings another teretz from the Rashmi Ivra, one of the Baal Yatoisvis, that it's before it's said earlier that the Yisoid of Ein Breira is Gebayit of Knas. Could be like some things we make the Knas and some things we don't make the Knas. Now the Ran fears Ois. The Mist of Hishem Yisrael Olav. So what's the point of the Mishnah? We already said. You can give it la'achav. That's the next Mishnah. If the Rani gives it there, it's fine. Then the Rani says like this. It's like the Indian halacha. Umas nisin diktoni vasurin, v'dover shal oysu ha'ir, zok the Rani, rabbanon hivalei, rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Kido amr la'il, haray, the Gemara earlier said on Menvav Mimeis that a base Knesset is like a chotzer she'ein badin chaluka. And we learned that the machleikas Tanakam and Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov in the Mishnah earlier was by a chotzer she'ein badin chalukah. And since we paskin earlier like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that holds yesh breira, we had a lot of different mahalchim, whether it's Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov mitame of yesh breira or lav mitame, but we paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So then I was less of the masnisin. Oy bazoi says the Ran yesh letmoy al Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Hilchas Nedarim halacha dalit hey and vav paskins avada mitzarechad like the Mishnah in the beginning of the Perek like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov that kol echad nichnas patek shaloi, but he also paskins our Mishnah. Ukvar hisigoy haramban bilchoysev that his mamish being mezaka shtar al beitrei, and this kasha as well is on the tour in the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Chav Dalit mitzad echad they paskin the din at the beginning of the parak of the Mishnah that we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, but and the Gemara was mukim that the machlekes Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is by a chotzer she'ein badin chaluka and we paskin that it's mutter and a base knesses as the Gemara said is like a chotzer she'ein badin chaluka, so how can we pass the base knesses? It's usur. One mahalach that many of the Achrenim go with the Bach. The Taz, the Bir Hagra, all in Seminary Shavdal, the Tosfos Yontif over here brings it. They say, based on the Rosh earlier in the Sugya Menvov, he says, what's the Nakuda that the Gemara was Mechalik, that there's a difference in Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov and Rabbanan between a Chotzer Sheyesh Badin Chaluka and a Chotzer Sheyim Badin Chaluka? Explains the Rosh, because by a Chotzer Sheyesh Badin Chaluka, you know why you don't say Yesh Breira? I'll be cute. Because Yesh Breira. There's a different Breira. There's a different choice. Do Chalukah. You have the option of doing Chalukah. If you have the option of doing Chalukah, so don't just remain Shutfim and then say, oh, Yesh Breira, and Kol Echad Nichnas L'Tech Shaloi. Faker, do a Chalukah. The point is that by a Chotzer She'ein Badin Chalukah, so you don't have a choice. You don't have an option of doing Chalukah. When you don't have an option of doing Chalukah, so then we say Yesh Breira. Oy Bazoi, yes, the Gemara says a Beis Knesses is like a Chotzer She'ein Badin Chalukah. But by Beis Knesses, you do have a different solution. Give it to the Nasi. Let the Madir write off his portion of the Beis Knesses to the Nasi. You don't even need to do a Kenyan. Just write it off. In that aspect, has the knech of a chatzah sheyesh b'din chalukah, in the sense that there's an eitz of selling it to a nasi. To which the Taz asks, so every chatzah she'ein b'din chalukah, you can technically use this solution of writing off your chelik to the nasi. To which he says, pashut, of course not. You're going to write off your chelik to the nasi, the nasi's not going to let you go into your own field. I mean, it was your own field, you gave it to the nasi. To go into the field anyways is mamash harama. By base knesses, it's not a harama. Fakir, you're coming in as a guest. Everyone in the city, davens in the shul, guests, everyone comes in. In base knesses, the option of yimachar l'nasi, yikasev l'nasi, is not a harama, and therefore it's an option. If it's an option, we don't say brera. The Taz himself gives another chilek, and he's mechalek in the levels. He makes a lot of different levels of ein b'din chalukah, yesh b'din chalukah, beis knesses is an in-between level. Lagabi these gedarim. There's various other terutzim. The Chasam Sofer has an arichas here. I saw an interesting terutz in the Shalmi Nedarim, a little nostalgic back to the beginning of the parak. We saw in the beginning of the parak that in the gedarim of yesh breira or ein breira, there's a chilek between the rabbanans and the raises. By the rabbanan, there's more of an atiyah to say yesh breira. By the raisa, more of an atiyah to say ein breira, as we discussed. Lefiza, you could say that in the beginning, the Mishnah in the beginning of the parak, where the issue is about drisas regel, and yes, drisas regel aser b'mudr hanah. We're going on that side, but at worst, at best, at most, it's an issur derabbanan, and as such, an issur derabbanan, we can pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov yesh breira. Mashen ken our Mishnah when we're talking about going into a base knesset, says the Shalmei Nedarim, that's like stowing a vek in a base knesset. That's mamish hanah deraisa. I'm not getting involved in the Rabbi Roman Ahara's word by Torah, but going into the base knesset, that's hanah deraisa. Klapi hanah deraisa, we say ain breira, and that's why there's not a solution, and the mudr is usher to go into the base knesset of the ear.